Thank you for tuning in to the Cerrito House of Worship. It is our hope and belief that God will speak to you through His Word today. He is able to do far more than you could ask or even imagine.
Father God, we thank you, Lord, for just another day to be in your presence, Lord, whether it be in this church building, whether it be in our homes, wherever we are, Lord, you are. And so we thank you for that, Lord. We thank you that you're always with us. You never leave us, Lord. Always walk with us. You're always there to teach us, to counsel us, just to assure us of who we are because of you, Jesus. So we thank you, Lord, for this day, and may you receive, Lord, the worship and praise and all that we have come to offer you, Lord, because you are deserving of that. So we thank you, and we praise you in Jesus' name. Let's go into worship. I'm going to read a scripture here I'm sure you're all familiar with, and it has to do with Jesus calming the storm. And it says, the day when evening came, he said to his disciples, "Let us go over to the other side." Leaving the crowd behind, they took him along just as he was. In the boat, there were also other boats with him. A furious squall came up, and the waves broke over the boat, but there was nearly swamped. Jesus was in the stern, sleeping on a cushion. Nice, huh? The disciples woke him and said, "Teacher, don't you care if we drown?" He got up, rebuked the wind, and said to the waves, "Quiet, be still." And then the wind died down, and it was completely calm. And he said to his disciples, "Why are you so afraid? Do you still have no faith?" The words that Jesus gave them to begin with was, "Let us go over to the other side." There was no question that they were going to be at the other side. And yet, storm hits, people get scared. Now, where are you, Jesus? He's always with us, right? He was right there with the disciples. And I felt I needed to read this today, as I think there might be some people here today going through something that you quite don't see the other side. And so he's promised that he's with us, and that if he told you you're going to get there, you're going to get there. And so when he was there with them resting, that's what we should be doing also, right? Rest in his word. Rest that he is with us. And so whatever it is that someone may be walking through today, just go lay down next to Jesus and rest with him, okay? That's it.
I want to come up here and give thanks for family. This morning as we're in worship, the Lord lays beautifully on my heart how much we care about our families. And yet to look around, because each one of you here is family. We are family. We are love and we are unity. And he's just pouring on my heart so much to just look and go like, we are family. We are one body. And we are beautifully loved and united together no matter what. So everything aside, just look around and take in your family and know how blessed and loved you are. Because he loves us so much and we are all unity and we're all family together no matter what. So please take a minute and just look to your side. Look across the room. Put the people when you pass them going to the bathroom, when you're getting a cookie. Always remember, this is my family and how much we love our families. But take that, zoom out just a little and look around. This is your family and you guys are so loved and we're all united. So thank you.
So I don't know what it is, but I'm feeling a little fired up this morning. We know what it is. Yeah. The answer isn't Holy Spirit. You don't know what it is, but it's Holy Spirit, right? I'm excited. I was talking to one of the youth recently, and I was telling them about, like, scripture that really changed my life. And there's just like a few of these ones that really change how I looked at the Bible. And it's one, I don't think it's read enough in church, right? So we'll say this. It says this. It's very short. It's very simple. This is from the book of James. It says, do not merely listen to the word and so deceive yourselves. Do what it says. Man, I mean, that's strong. It's to the point, right? It's like, just don't listen to the words you hear in the Bible and scripture from God. Do what it says. You know, there's people that will go like, God never did anything for me. I don't feel his presence. And it's like, what did you do with God for God? Because that's when you have that relationship and you start feeling something. That's when you have that peace. That's when you have that joy, is when you actually start living your life for God and what he put you on this earth for. So this final one, it started out, and this is in Timothy. I think Pastor likes it. Something about being prepared in season and out of season. And it goes on and it says this. It talks about, for the time will come when people will not put up with sound doctrine. Instead, to suit their own desires, they will gather around them a great number of teachers to say what their itching ears want to hear. They will turn their ears away from the truth and turn aside to myths. And here's the important part. But you keep your head in all situations. Endure hardship. Do the work of an evangelist and discharge all the duties of your ministry. Each and every one of us who believes in Jesus Christ has been given the gift of the Holy Spirit. And you have a ministry, and you have been gifted with something to do on this earth with your life. I'll say, if you have not felt anything in your life following God, make sure you're doing what God's called you to do. Make sure you're doing what God has made you to do. He has supernaturally gifted you to be somebody in this world to make a difference. To show people a God that is full of love and something that this world is greatly, sorely lacking. So please, discharge the duties assigned to you. Do your ministry. Don't just listen to the word, but do what it says.
As our sister was talking about that we're family, to look around and see everyone, that we are family. We are a family here. And the scripture that the Lord gave me right as she was saying this is in Matthew. And it says, Jesus said to him, you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind. This is the first and great commandment. And the second is like it. You shall love your neighbor as yourself. Amen. That is what we are to do, right? So we just love each other. In Jesus' name, amen. And I love you all.
Hi, I'm new here. My name is Pam Phillips. This is my first time here, and I just want to give God a huge shout out for two things, really quick. I had, this is going to be kind of personal, but I had a mammogram, and they found two different spots, and it was suspicious for malignancy. And my mother's mother had breast cancer. My father's mother had breast cancer. And on January 31st, I lost my last aunt to breast cancer. And they were convinced that I had breast cancer. My friend and I prayed. I believe in God, and I know God is a God. I know God is a God. He's a great physician. And I got the call, and there's no cancer. No cancer. I'm sure the gentleman will help me out here. The wheels, bearing, the wheel bearings, is that correct? My car for it's been a couple years, been making a loud, it was really loud, and I didn't think anything of it. I thought, well, that's just how it's supposed to be. And my husband went home to be with the Lord, so I don't know anything about cars, so I just, you know, the word tells me that God's my husband, so I'm like, you take care of it. So I just, all the gentlemen always told me, make sure your oil's changed. So I made sure my oil was changed. That's all I worried about. I got new two front tires, and the gentleman said your back bearing, or wheel bearing, is going out, and so it was going to cost me $950, and I'm like, Lord, you know I don't have that. It's like I just don't have that. Well, a friend of mine said, you know what? Hold on. Just hold on. God's going to take care of this. And he has a friend that works on vehicles, and he took my car, and Friday night, so yes, Saturday morning, he was changing it, and he said as he took off the tire, that wheel bearing, it disintegrated into his hand. And the glory and honor I want to give God really quick is I've been going back and forth to Tucson because 4 years after my husband passed away, I was diagnosed with MS. That's why I have Charlie here. This is just for the symptoms, because according to the word of God, I'm healed. But I've been, and it's, God forgive me, but I've been doing 80 on this freeway, back and forth, you know? And it's like, when he told me that wheel could have come off, and I could have killed somebody, and I could have died, and it's like, God is so faithful. So if anyone is struggling today with whatever, you know, I mean, with God, all things are possible, you know? And it's like, whatever's going on in your life, but God, you know? Just, it's, but God. Everything that you're going through, but God. Those are my words, but God. It's like, take just a second, but God. And he's gonna do it. And he's gonna give you a testimony, and people are gonna say, that's absolutely amazing. And it's like, you know, God, you're so faithful. He's faithful, and he's amazing, and you're gonna touch somebody's life by just saying, you know what, God? Guess what God did for me? I'm alive today. Because Satan tried to take me out, but God said, have you considered my servant Pam? But not today. Not today. The tire, not today. I had my hand on her. The breast cancer, not today. I have my hand on her. The MS, it's just symptoms. And the I call it brain dandruff. the MS, that shows up in the MRI. It's just symptoms, and it's to show that in spite of what the props that the enemy has, but God. God is so faithful. So thank you for letting me share. I know I was a little bit longer than I should have, but God is so faithful, and I know that I'm new here and I kind of took over, but thank you for letting me speak and share. I just want to share how good God is and how faithful He is and how I just love Him so much, and He's so faithful, and I just love Him so much, and I'm excited to see what He's going to do next. I am. So thank you so much.
I'm so excited. I just praise God, and I just look at all of you. They've talked about family. Family and resting in God because of our storms that we have, and we're family. And I just feel like God just wanted me to share this, is that because we're family, I thank my God every time I remember you. That's each one of you. We pray for the house of Sawarita. That's every name, and I know I'm not the only one. We pray for family. And remember, we're all different, and we all look at each other, and we're going, God's touching me in one way, and God is touching you in a different way. But we share what we have because of our spirit. Our spirit, the Holy Spirit, is going to open up doors that I need for you to share with me, to share a testimony, to share just a hug, a love, you know. And it is so I pray. And in all my prayers for all of you, I always pray with joy. The reason I pray with joy is because I know my God. I know if I know my God, and He's going to touch me, He's going to touch you too. We're all individuals, and we all have different things that we need, but He's going to touch us. It says, because of your partnership in the gospel from the first day until now, being confident of this, that He who began a good work in you will carry it on to completion until the day of our Lord Jesus. So don't give up. Know that He is there. He loves you, and don't compare yourself with anybody, because the Holy Spirit wants to be personal with you. And when we get together, think about this scripture. Think about when Mary and Elizabeth got together, and they both were pregnant, and it was John the Baptist and Jesus, and they leaped for joy. So think about that spirit that's within you. When you meet another fellow Christian, you meet, it doesn't mean if they're just here, it's a family member. It's going to leap for joy. And the joy of the Lord is your strength, and you can do all things through Christ that strengthens you. So don't give up. Look to Him, because He will complete whatever He began in you.
Hello, brothers. God bless you all. I want to share a little testimony. About 6 months ago, I don't know, but God reveals in each one of you different ways. But I was sleeping at home around 3 o'clock in the morning. I heard this sister that I used to go to a Spanish church. I used to play in the choir. And I was dreaming, this sister telling me, you know how to pray? I said, yeah, I know how to pray. And I woke up. It was like 3 o'clock in the morning. And I told my wife, you know what? They're going to tell me at church to pray. And sure enough, when we were in the circle here, Brother Henry said, Eddie, can you pray? And I said, wow. So Jesus, through that sister, told me that I was going to pray. And I was like, it did happen. Thank you. God bless you.
This is the day the Lord has made. And this song is so powerful, you know. Like it says, we're going to make it through. in the hard times and the good times, we always have to thank the Lord no matter what. He is our firm foundation in whatever we go through. And, you know, like fruit of the Spirit, He wants us to go out, eat at grocery store, malls, hallelujah, wherever we go, smile at somebody, hug somebody, tell them Jesus loves you, you know. He doesn't want us to be ashamed of what we are. He wants everybody to know, you know, and just say, Lord, we thank you for today. And like Pastor says, we are all ministers, and we should be ministers every single day of our lives. Thank you, Lord.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Christ is my firm foundation. Can you say amen to that?
Amen.
Hallelujah. Our firm foundation. How many know that your life needs to be built on something? Is that right? Christ is a firm foundation. Today our message is called the strong foundation. Can you say amen? It's okay to have a foundation. It's, you know, when you gave your heart to Christ, man, you're standing on the rock. Can you say amen to that? But the more you learn about Him and who He is and His kingdom, how much He loves you, how much He loves those around you. Can you say amen? I mean, you begin to, that foundation begins to grow. And today we're going to talk a little bit about having a good foundation. I remember up the mine, there was a, up in the truck shop, as you walk through the truck shop, you'd be walking, and all of a sudden it was almost like there was a ramp, and it was going down and then went to another level. It wasn't intended to be that way, but that truck shop sat in a place where they were blasting every day. I mean, they weren't blasting around the shop, but they were blasting the mountains there around it. And that foundation began to crack. It cracked, and then it began to move. So they had to, as walking through there, I didn't go down to that shop too much, but walking in there, I go, what's with the floor here, man? What's with the ramp? And they said, it's not the ramp, it's the building that's sinking on that end. So they kept, you could see along the walls where the beams were that held up the building, that they had extensions on it and everything. So just to keep this building from really looking crooked and causing problems with an overhead crane they had in there. So that foundation was built strong. But over time, the rocks, the blasting, the movement of the earth around it began to kind of move that foundation around, and it cracked and all this other stuff. So, but folks, I just want you to know what I want to talk to you about is strengthening the foundation in your life. Can you say amen to that? How many of you know that you can't do it? Do you know that you cannot, I mean, you can try to do it. You can try to do it on your own, but you can't do it. You have to allow Jesus into your life so that He can strengthen this foundation that He has in you. Can you say amen?
Amen.
How many know that it's good to have a rock to stand on? Is that right?
Yeah.
I remember when I first got saved, I had a little rock. I was standing in a little place. I didn't know a lot about God. I didn't know a lot about what He wanted. But as He began to show me things, this foundation began to expand.
Amen.
And now I'm on a foundation that, man, God, I don't care what happens around me, how much blasting on the earth happens. Can you say amen?
Amen.
This foundation is not going to crack. Can you say amen?
Amen.
I'm trusting in this foundation.
Yeah.
I didn't build it. He's built it. Is that okay? Can you say amen? Hallelujah. So if you will, go in your Bible I would say Isaiah chapter 28, verses 16 and 17. And I've preached on this before, and I love bringing out a little plumb bob and a level and everything just to show you what he's talking about for judgment and righteousness. But I'm not going to go along that way too much today. Maybe. Because sometimes, I mean, who knows? Who knows what happens? How many like the book of Isaiah? I tell you what, Isaiah, I don't know, there's something about the book of Isaiah that I just love it. No matter, I mean, if I'm feeling like my foundation is loosening up, I'll go into Isaiah. And God begins to prop me up with things that I've read, not only things I've read in there that I've got marked in my Bible, but also things that he's saying to me in the moment. How many of you know that we go through times so that God can speak to us? God wants to talk to us. He'll take us through things so that we can understand what he's trying to do with us. Can you say amen to that?
Amen.
Are you okay with that? Because that's the way he is. He likes to give us stuff. Can you say amen?
Woo! Yes.
Oh, hallelujah. We'll get into this in just a minute. Let's all pray. Can we pray? Is it okay if we pray? Father, I thank you this morning, Father, for your word. That which you've given us. To strengthen us, to build us. But Father, without your Spirit, Father, we can't receive anything. Holy Spirit, I'm asking you, reveal your word in ways that we have never seen it, Father. Let a fresh word come from the ovens of heaven, Father God. For each and every person. Father, we know that we are all in different places and different positions in life. And you know exactly what you're doing with us, Father. So, Father, open your word to us. Even if it's just three words, even if it's just two, even if it's just one word, even if it's just a thought that comes into our minds while we are hearing these words, Father God, I pray that your Holy Spirit, Lord God, would open wide the gate so that your people might see and understand the things that you're doing in their life today, Father. We need you more now than ever.
Yes.
Speak to our hearts, Father. Speak from our heart. If you agree, say amen.
Amen.
In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Praise God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Isaiah 28:16-17, the word of God says this. Therefore, thus saith the Lord, behold, I like that word. Look, behold, I lay in Zion for a foundation, a stone, a tried stone, a precious cornerstone, a sure foundation. Aren't you glad it's a sure foundation?
Yeah.
Aren't you glad that it's a tried stone, a precious cornerstone, a sure foundation? He that believes shall not make haste. Hallelujah. What does it mean, not make haste? You're not going to be pressured when you believe in this stone. Can you say amen? You're not going to be pressured to do something that you shouldn't do. You're not going to be pressured to do something that sounds good. If you'll just wait on him, there will be no pressure. You'll either know or you won't know. I shouldn't say it that way. You either know to do it or you'll know not to do it. Can you say amen to that? There'll be no pressure. They that believe in him, who? What's his name? What's the name of this stone? Huh? You don't know his name?
Jesus.
Come on, man. Yeah, it's Jesus. Come on, man. Jesus is the sure foundation. Isn't that what we just sang?
Yes.
He's the sure foundation.
Yes.
Whoa. Judgment will I lay to the line, and righteousness to the plummet. And the hail shall sweep away the refuge of lies. What is hail?
Frozen.
It's frozen water. Is that right? Frozen water. So it's a stream, but it's kind of a cold stream. Amen?
Amen.
Yeah. And it's coming. And it says it's going to wash. I mean, it's more like it's going to beat away the lies. Can you say amen to that? How many of you know? I mean, I don't want anything that's contrary to God in my life. Can you say amen to that?
Amen.
How about you?
Amen.
Nothing. I don't want anything contrary to my. I don't want to speak a bad word about anybody. I don't want to think a thought about bad thought about anybody. Can you say amen?
Amen.
Hallelujah. I want the washing of water by the word. And if it comes in hailstones, come on. Can you say amen to that? How can I tell you, sometimes God's got to smack you a little bit. Is that okay? Some of you guys say, no, God don't smack me. Well, guess what? Sometimes he will. He says in his word that a good father will chastise his children. Can you say amen to that? Sometimes it feels bad, but it's all good. All things work together for good to those that love God. How many of you believe that? Do you believe it, or do you say, well, some things work. Now, this thing here, I don't like the way it feels, so it's not good. It's not from God. No. All things is what the Word of God says. All things. How many say? Everybody say all things. All things work together for good to those that love God. Doesn't matter what it looks like. Can you say amen? Your life is hid in Christ. Is that okay? Say that to you. So the word says that judgment I'll lay to the line and righteousness to the plummet. The plummet, Pastor John gave me a plummet that he used to do when they made these highways going to Nogales. Is that right, John? That is it's a beautiful thing. It's brass and it's on the end of a string. It's pointed and it'll give you a perfect vertical line. Is that right? So a plummet is used in building and it gives you you'll see it when guys are laying brick. You'll see them with a plummet, and they're getting a perfect vertical line. Nowadays they have a level with a bubble and all this stuff, so it's a little different. But God wants this perfect vertical line coming from heaven right into your heart. Can you say amen to that?
Amen.
That's what He desires. And see, He laid this foundation in order for you to get on this direct connection with God on this line. It takes direct connection up and down the vertical in order for you to be able to process everything that's going on in your life, the people in your life, the loved ones, the ones that you don't like, but you need to like. Can you say amen to that? Can anybody say that? How many, does anybody have people that you don't like? You have to say, I don't like you, but I love you, but I got to love you. Well, come on, man. You need to learn to like somebody. Hey, you know what? But you know, there's this, you got this vertical line coming from heaven, for God so loved the world. Bam. Period. And it gives you an outlook this way. It is a line. It is like you would say a level. It would be a level. How many want to be level?
Amen.
How many want to be crooked? No. Some people say I'm a little crooked, but yeah, I mean, but you got to. I want to be level. I want what God is saying. I want to hear what He's saying, and I want to be able to operate in this world like that. The foundation that God has brought to you is perfectly level, perfectly vertical. Can you say amen to that? His name is Jesus. He knows how to take care of all of your problems. I don't care what it is. He knows. It is that He should be your first stop whenever something goes on in your life. Can you say amen to that? We have this knee-jerk reaction to, oh my God, and get fired up and flare it up or get scared or whatever. The first stop you need, even before all of that, is go to God. Something happens, say, God, I need you. John was telling me how his daughters flew off a road on the way up to Mammoth. Is that right? Mammoth area. And the first thing, they come off the road. Somebody forced them off the road. They come off the road. First thing out of their mouth, oh, God, Jesus. Boom, the car landed in sand. Is that right, John? There was rocks all over, trees, everything. But this car landed, poof, right where the sand was. Whew. First thing out of your mouth, your first knee-jerk reaction as a Christian, come on, man. Oh, God, I don't know what's happening here, but God, I know you know. Come on, amen, hallelujah. The ability to transfer that thing over. Come on, let's go to Isaiah 42. Isaiah 42, starting at verse 1, the Word of God says, behold, hey, I like that. Look, can you say?
Lord,
yeah. He says, behold my servant whom I uphold, my elect, in whom my soul delights. I have put my spirit upon him, and he shall bring forth judgment to the Gentiles. A lot of scriptures, a lot of translations use justice for this word. But I, in some of these areas that we're talking about, and I think that's okay, but in some of these areas we're talking about, I think they missed it. I think it needs to be judgment because of what judgment is, because the character of judgment needs to be looked at and explained. But it says here, it says, he shall bring forth judgment to the Gentiles. Let me just tell you what judgment is. It's a discernment. Can you say amen? There's one translation. In a dictionary, you got one, it means this, another one, it means this. What's that? Definition. There you go. Let's go definition. I like that word. Thank you, Scotty. One definition for it is misfortune or calamity viewed as divine punishment. That's in the dictionary. Misfortune or punishment viewed as divine punishment. Let me just clear the air on that one. That dictionary missed it. Can you say amen? God doesn't punish anybody. How many say amen? He only punished one. How many say amen? Is that right? So far. Can you say amen? I will tell you, towards the end of these things that we were talking about, God begins to pour out a punishment on the earth. Can you say amen? But so far, there's only been one that's been punished. Is that right?
Yep.
Who is that one?
He's the
foundation.
That's
it. He's the one that paid for your sins. He was punished. The Word of God says that the wrath of God was upon him. Oh, my God. Boy, we've dodged a bullet. Can you say amen?
Amen.
We dodged the wrath of God because of what Christ did for you. Do you understand that? Do you get that?
Amen.
God so loved you that he put his wrath that should have been on you and me. I mean, I'm not excluding. And he placed it on his son. Because of his love for mankind. Can you say amen to that?
Amen.
This is why we've got no foundation to stand on whenever we're upset at our neighbor and we want to call them names or whoever it is that's troubling us and getting us mad and I hate them. You know what? You can't. You've got no foundation for that. Your foundation is Christ and Christ alone. Can you say amen?
Amen.
Hallelujah. Ooh, I hope the Holy Ghost is getting a hold of somebody, because I know that God is saying it's time to clear these things out of your life. Clear them out. Make a decision to forgive and forget, just like God does. His forgiveness as far as what he says from the west. So far has he, man, he has removed our transgressions from us. That's a good thing, folks. Can I say we dodged a bullet and we picked up something greater? Woo, hallelujah. Mm. Oh. Judgment is discernment, the ability to make considered decisions or conclusions, the ability to make considered decisions or conclusions. That's why this is what God, the Bible says that Jesus, behold, I said, my servant whom I uphold, my elect, in whom my soul delights, I have put my spirit upon him, and he shall bring forth judgment, the ability to make considered decisions and conclusions. Can you say amen to that? To the Gentiles. How many say amen?
Amen.
So, folks, I'm telling you, he gave you this. This is what comes with the kingdom. He shall not cry, nor will he lift up, nor cause his voice to be heard on the street. A bruised reed shall he not break. Smoking flax shall he not quench. He shall bring forth judgment and the truth. One of the things that Jesus came to do was to bring forth the understanding of what God is thinking. Can you say amen?
Amen?
This is called judgment. He shall not fail nor be discouraged till he has set judgment in the earth. He won't be discouraged until he sets this thing called judgment in the earth. Ooh, hallelujah. And the Bible says, and the isles shall wait for his law. Glory to God. I don't know if you're picking up on what's being said, but God has given you the ability to judge. Can you say amen to that? Amen. Yeah. Even though, I know, because a lot of people can come to me maybe even after this, well, God, the Word of God says judge not. Yeah? Is that right? Does it say judge not? It does say judge not. So what am I telling you? I'm telling you, you've got the ability to judge. Correctly. Righteously. Is that okay? Amen. Folks, what we do sometimes, we enter in a judgment that is not righteous. We make a judgment on somebody that God said, I didn't say that. Can you say amen to that? You should never say anything about any child of God that is contrary to what God says. Never, ever, ever open your mouth to call somebody else something that they're not, that the Bible didn't say they are. They are loved of God. They are a child of God. They are a believer of God. Hallelujah. Never open your mouth. Hey, don't put yourself in that position. Because then God's going to say something to you. And it could be nice, but it could get to a point if you keep it up long enough. Can you say amen? If you keep it up long enough, he might have to do something so you can understand what he's trying to say to you. Is that okay? Because he's a loving father. But he cares about your life. And he cares about the things that are contrary to him that keeps his blessing from you. Randy did a beautiful job last week. Come and say amen. Last week of presenting the financial process, but creating this financial look at what God wants to do with your life through your tithe. Beautiful. Amen. Yeah. I tell you what, folks, God wants to make you prosperous.
Amen.
Prosperous in the earth. Can you say amen?
Amen?
He wants to bless you. Can you say amen?
Amen?
He wants to give you things beyond your imagination. Can you say amen to that?
Amen.
God told me I'm going to give you a house. I said, ooh, Rosie, we're going to get a house. No more trailer floor. No more. We'll have a concrete floor. Isn't that right, Pastor John? We'll have concrete floor. Might even be a brick house. And then God tells me, this is a house I'm going to give you. This one, this big building right here. I go, I can't live here. Come on, God. What happens to my house? Hey, man. Sometimes we think too small. Is that right? God's blessing is way past. God wants to give you more than you can even imagine. Can you say amen to that?
Thank you, Lord.
Can I tell you, your attitudes and the way you look at people, and the way you talk about people, the way you do things, the way, whatever, I mean, a little steal here, a little steal there. And I'm just going... I don't think there's any thieves in the house. Is that right? Amen.
Amen.
Praise God. What can slow down, hinder the flow of God's blessing in your life? I don't know. You check your life. I've got to check my life. Can you say amen? God wants to bless us. He wants to prosper us. I will tell you what I have found. I have found that the Word of God is wonderful. How many say amen?
Amen.
I will say it's like gold. It's like precious rubies and precious stones. Can you say amen? The Word of God is.
Amen.
Because I have found that if I consider those things as valuable, the Word of God as valuable into my life, if I consider them valuable, you know what happens? He begins to give it to me.
Amen.
See, what's valuable to you? What's valuable to your life? Is it God's word? Or is it your casa, your house? Or is the value of your life being spent on you trying to do things that God has not appointed for you to do? What's the value of your life? I have found that when I find the Word of God is valuable to me, He begins to pour a little out. I'll open the Word of God, He'll give me something. Oh, God, that was so good. This is good. Wait till I tell the folks. Hold on that a little bit. I'll give you more for that, but just hold on, Hank. I call myself Hank because my daughter calls me Hank. Do you call me that when you're mad at me? No? No. Hank. Hey, Hank. Anytime, listen, anytime God shows you something in His Word, it's a promotion. You're being promoted. Can you say amen to that? Look at it that way. Look at the Word of God promoting you. The more you get from Him, the foundation gets bigger. Can you say amen to that? The more movement you can have on your foundation, because you are now, God wants us free. Can you say amen? Everybody look at your neighbor, say free. Say real quick, free. 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 God wants you free. And folks, we have no idea of the things that are binding us. Can you say amen to that? Just when you think you're clear, something else shows up. Can you say amen? How many of you say amen? Just when I think, oh man, I'm good now. And all of a sudden, man, you get mad or you yell at somebody or you do something, you get out of sorts. Folks, listen. God is doing something for you. He's doing something every time He gives a word to you. He desires to move you forward and not backwards. Is that okay? I would say it's time to check your foundation. Check your foundation. Don't be looking at other people's foundations. Can you say amen to that?
Amen.
We got to worry about your own foundation. Say, Lord, Lord, what am I standing on? Could I be standing on something like pride? I want to be heard. I got to be the smartest man in the house. Or is it a pride issue that's causing you to do what you're doing? Check your foundation. Can you say amen to that?
Amen.
And say, Lord, show me any cracks in my foundation. Lord, show me anything that's contrary to who You are, because I consider that a crack in my foundation. Can you say amen? Hallelujah. Oh, boy. Causing problems. Here, John chapter 5, verses 17 through 30. John chapter 5. I'm going to get you out quick. Yeah, Austin. What are you laughing at me, man? John chapter 5, verses... We're gonna read verses 17 through 30, and I might stop in between some of these, starting at verse 17. But Jesus answered them. And here Jesus is talking with the Pharisees, and Jesus answered them and said, "My Father works hitherto, I work." Therefore, the Jews sought the more to kill Him, because not only had He broken the Sabbath, But that he had said that God was His Father, making Himself equal with God. So they were upset at Him because He said that God was His Father. I want to ask you a question. How many of you call God your Father? Yeah, come on, man. Why? Why? Because He is. Amen. Because Jesus told us, pray this way: Our Father, which art in heaven. Can you say amen to that?
Amen.
Is He your Father?
Yes.
Now, being that He's your Father, as the Jews looked at Jesus and accused Him of this, being that He's your Father, it says to us something that's kind of cool. You're equal with God. Now you're going, oh boy, wait a minute. Is that right? Now we look at each other and say, well, look at your neighbor. Look at your neighbor real quick. And I'm going to say to you, that there thing that you're looking at is equal with God. Can you say amen?
Amen.
Why? Because we are, folks, believe it or not, we're created in the image of God. Can you say amen to that?
Amen.
Yeah, we are like him. Can you say that?
Amen.
We are the image of God in the earth. Can you say amen?
Amen?
That guy that's out there giving you trouble, that letting his dog poop in your yard, image of God right there. Can you say amen to that?
Amen.
Folks, the people are people, God. With God, people are people. God knows a heart. He even knows a heart. Come on. They accused Jesus of saying that God was his father, making him equal with God. And this, here's what Jesus said. Verily, verily, I say to you, the Son can do nothing by himself. Is that true?
Yes.
But wait a minute, Jesus was God on the earth, wasn't he? But see, Jesus came to show us how to walk. He came to give us light about who we are and how we're supposed to operate in the earth. That's one of the biggest things that he came for. Not only did he come to die for sin, but he came so that we might know what a righteous person looks like when he walks in the earth. Can you say amen to that? Otherwise, we had no pattern. Is that right? There was no pattern. David maybe, but yeah, David has had a problem there for a little bit. Is that right? Jesus never had a problem. I mean, as far as sin goes, can you say amen? He had some pretty wily apostles that he was working with. They might have been a problem. Can you say amen? Yeah, but Jesus didn't have any problems concerning sin. He just didn't go there. Can you say amen? Because he was the image of the living God walking on earth, showing mankind the design that God had made us after. Can you say amen?
Amen.
You are made in it. You are designed in a way that God has in his mindset. This is who they are. Do you remember when the children of Israel had come out of Egypt and they're out there in the wilderness complaining, saying, hey, we should have stayed in Egypt because we've never been this thirsty in our lives. We hate the bread, so they wanted meat. Do you guys remember that?
Yeah.
Well, all this time, while they're out there, Balaam is out talking with the king Balak, and Balak's trying to get him to curse God's people. But Balaam is asking God, and God says, you cannot curse who I have blessed. How many believe that you're blessed? You are blessed. You're the image of God in the earth. If you believe in him, it's even better. Can you say amen? There's people out there that don't know him. They don't know how good it is.
Amen.
Huh. They just don't know. That's all. They just don't know. Huh. Verily, verily, I say to you, the Son can do nothing of himself, but what he sees the Father do. For what thing soever he, the Father, does, these also doeth the Son of God likewise. So Jesus is giving us a little example. Do what God tells you to do. Do what God shows you to do. Can you say amen?
Amen.
Thank you. I get amens from you all the time. Amen?
Amen.
I go after amens. So be it. So be it, man. For the Father loves the Son and shows him all things that he himself does. And he will show him greater works than these so that you may marvel. How many of you have seen things in the Word of God that you marveled after? Where God did something. Oh, Jesus, come on, man. You did that? That's cool. Okay, man.
Amen.
Raised Lazarus from the dead. Come on. 4 days dead, stinking bad. Raised him from the dead. Oh, come on, Jesus. Nothing is too hard for God. Can you say amen?
Amen.
For as the Father raises the what? The dead. Now we're going to talk about you, stinker. And quickens them, even so the Son quickens whom he will. How many of you know that the Bible, without Christ, the Bible considers you dead?
Amen.
If there's anybody in the room that doesn't know Christ as your personal Savior, you're dead. Because here, I want you to look at Ephesians chapter 2, verse 1 says this. And you has he quickened who were dead in trespasses and sin. Can you say amen?
Amen.
See, the Bible considers those that are still in sin dead. Muerto. Ephesians chapter 2, verse 5 says this. Even when you were dead in sins, he's quickened us together with Christ. By grace you are saved. Can you say amen?
Amen.
And you were wondering why you smelled so bad. Yeah. One more. Colossians chapter 2, verse 13 says this. And you, being dead in sins and uncircumcision of your flesh, he has quickened together with him, having forgiven you all trespasses. Aren't you glad? Aren't you glad he's forgiven you?
Yes.
It's because now you have been brought out of death into what?
Life.
Into life. You are in life.
Yes.
You are in eternal life. Come on, man. Come on. You got to go after what God says. Forget about what your body's trying to tell you. Can you say amen?
Amen.
Don't let your body dictate to you things that are contrary to what God is saying to you. You are raised in Christ, and he quickens whoever he will. He's going to quicken you for your body's sake. Can you say amen? The Bible says in Romans 8, I don't know, he will quicken your mortal bodies by the Spirit that dwells in you. Can you say amen to that? All right, right now I'm waiting. I got a puffy knee. Doesn't hurt me a bit. But it feels like there's water or something in there. I don't know if that's good for you or not, but it's a little puffy. I have to keep pulling my pants down because it raises them up. But I speak to that. I tell it, hey, man, according to design, get in line according to design. I say it because it rhymes. I'll do a song out of it, Tommy. I see. Get in line according to design. Get in line according to design. Come on. Talk to your body. Sing to your body if you have to. Can you say amen to that? I'm going to tell it what, because God has placed something in your lips. It's his word. Hallelujah. You were dead, but now you're alive. Verse 21, I'm going to go to that. It says, and for as the Father raises the dead and quickens them, even so the Son quickens whom he will. For the Father, now listen to this, because remember earlier we were talking about judgment. God says, I'm going to send my Son. Behold my Son. I'm going to send him, and he's going to bring judgment into the earth. Can you say amen? And here's Jesus say, for the Father judges no man, but he's committed all judgment to the Son. Woo! That all men should honor the Son. Amen? Even as they honor the Father. He that honors not the Son honors not the Father who has sent him. Here's judgment. It's judgment right here. See, the Pharisees should have seen what Jesus was doing, heard what he was saying. They should have listened. You got to listen. Is that right? You can't go by what you see. All they could see was some guy was trying to overrun them, was trying to make them look silly. But they made themselves look silly because they would not listen to what he was saying. Folks, we can't be that way either. You might not want to hear what's being spoken to you, but I'll tell you, you better go look at it. You better go check it out. You better be somebody like the Bereans that went into the Word to make sure those things were so. Because I will tell you something. We are all different. We're all different. But see, God is trying to build us into one.
Amen.
Yeah, we're all different. But there is a mindset coming from the kingdom that says, look, this is the way things operate. This is the way things move. This is the way things happen because of the mindset of the Christ that dwells in the vessel. Can you say amen to that?
Amen.
We've got to quit looking at things that are not true concerning who we are. Can you say amen?
Amen.
It's not true. It's not true. That you should get sick and die. It's not true. There's no reason for it. There's no foundation for it. I will tell you that again. There's no foundation for getting sick and dying. No foundation. It's time to stand on the foundation that God has given us life, and life what? More abundant. Eternal life. When do you get eternal life? When you die? No. It's right now in your life. It is operating within you And God's trying to get it through you. Can you say amen to that? He's given it to you so he can get it through you, so that you can lay your hands on somebody.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
That all men should honor the Son, even though they honor the Father. He that honors not the Son honors not the Father which has sent him. Lost all kinds of judgment. There's no judgment in that. The judgment, they don't understand. The reasoning that they have, let me say that again, the ability to make considered decisions and conclusions, they're not operating in it. Verily, verily, I say to you, he that hears my word, listen, how many hear his word? Standing daily at his gates, waiting for the word. Can you? How many of you do that? Man, I'll tell you what, be hungry for the word of God. Verily, I say to you, he that hears my word and believes on him that sent me has everlasting life. When? December 2026? No. And he shall not come into condemnation. Aren't you glad?
Amen.
There is therefore no condemnation to them that are in Christ Jesus. Is that right? Because why? Because you believe in him.
Amen.
And he's making a judgment over your life. He's bringing you into judgment. Can you say amen?
Amen.
Careful consideration. But it's passed from life to death. Verily I say to you, the hour is coming and now is, when the dead shall hear the voice of the Son of God, and they that hear shall live.
Amen.
I used to think, oh, this is talking about rapture. This is talking about when he raises them from the grave and all this other stuff. No, no, no. He's talking about when you heard the word that transformed your inside. All of a sudden, you came from death into life, and life more abundant. Can you say amen? That life that's in you is what's moving you today. I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live. Yet it's not I that live. It's Christ living in me. Hallelujah. And that's how I live my life, by the faith of Christ and no other. No other.
No other.
Oh, God. For as the Father hath life in himself, so has he given the Son to have life in himself, and has given him authority to do what? To execute judgment in the earth. Basic. Folks, the Spirit of God is speaking to you. Understand what he's saying to you. Go home and look at it if you don't understand it, because it's real. It's the kingdom. It's the mindset of the kingdom, because he is the Son of Man. Marvel not at this. Does it? Marvel not at this. For the hour is coming for which all that are in the grave shall hear his voice. Now he's talking about this other event. Can you say amen to that? And shall come forth they that have done good under the resurrection of life, and they that have done evil under the resurrection of damnation. I can of my own self do nothing. How do you say nothing?
Nothing.
Everybody say nothing. I can't do anything.
I can't do anything.
It's not by might, it's not by power, but it's by his Spirit. As I hear, I judge, and my judgment is just, because I seek not my own will, but the will of the Father which sent me. Can you say amen?
Amen.
Folks, I'll tell you something. You stepped into this morning something that God's trying to get into you. Can you say amen?
Amen.
I didn't know where to put this. I was on the way here this morning. I was listening to some music with Rosie coming in and poking at her, and I like messing around with my wife when she's driving. Stop it. Leave me alone. Hey, you're cute. Poke her in the shoulder. She goes, stop it. Leave me alone. But while I was captured doing that, God spoke a scripture to me. And I go, oh. And I will tell you, folks, that God has been after me in this psalm for quite a while. And this is really one of the first times that God's really given me a push to speak out of it, even though I have taken the opportunity when I sensed it. But I just, in Psalm 82, starting at verse 1. Are you okay? Did you get it? Did you get it, Terry? Yeah, and the reason I said because listen, we are created in the image of God. Is that right? We are basically God people on the earth. Can you say amen to that? God has designed us to be spirit filled and spirit led. Can you say amen? Anybody that resists that is resisting the very purpose that God has for mankind in the earth. Can you say amen to that? So we can't be resisting what God's trying to do. We need to be same line. We need to be very, God, I will get in line. I'll get whatever. I'll do whatever I need if this is what you want. Like I say, folks, don't believe me. Go to the Word and look at it. But God has been after me for a while saying, says, look, you are God, the little g. Can you say little g? Not the big God. But you are little, you, we are gods on this earth. Can you say amen to that? Can you say amen? I know it's, sometimes they say, well, that's pretty hard to say. I'm not God. Yeah, well, guess what? Because of the Spirit of God dwelling in you, guess who you are? You cannot say you're not perfect anymore. You know why? Because Jesus lives in you and you died. Did we establish that? You're dead. He's alive. So you can't say, well, I'm not perfect. Hey, no, we don't want any excuses from you to do what you want to do because you don't want to fall in line with what God wants for you. Can you say amen to that? No more excuses. Can you say, everybody say no more excuses? No more excuses. Well, nobody's perfect. Huh? Yeah, I'm only human. No, you're not. God dwells in you. Amen. You got to get that. Yes. Got to understand that. He dwells in you. Amen. And here it says there in Psalm 81, 82, I'm sorry. So Terry's going, what? God stands in the congregation of the mighty. And he judges among the gods. Woo. Wow. That's just what I got through talking to you about. He judges among, see, he looks in the congregation and his judgment, he's judging among us. Can you say amen to that? We are who he's talking about here. And then he says, how long will you judge unjustly and accept the persons of the wicked? How long? How long is it going to happen that you're not going to deal with the things that I'm saying, that you're going to say, well, it's just who I am. Or you know what? Yeah, I got this problem. Yeah, but no, yeah, God loves me. Yeah, he loves you, but he wants it out. Can you say amen to that? Yeah. I'll tell you, folks, this is good preaching, whether you like it or not. Yeah. He wants it out.
Yeah.
He wants you to stop. Don't make an excuse for it. How long will you judge unjustly and accept the persons of the wicked? Defend the poor and the fatherless. Do no justice to the afflicted and the needy. Do justice to the afflicted and the needy. Deliver the poor and the needy. And rid them out of the hand of the wicked. Help them. Can he says that's all he's saying. Help them.
Help them.
Don't fight with them. Help them. I wanted to show you something. When he showed me this next verse, he said something right behind it. He said this. A lot of churches are in this position. And watch this. This is what he says. They know not, neither do they understand. They walk on in darkness. Can you see, can I tell you that darkness is not an entity? It's not a demon. It is a lack of light, is what it is. Darkness is a lack of light. And God wants to pour light into our body, into us, the Word of God. He wants us to show us these things. And he says this, they walk on in darkness. And then he says this, all the foundations of the earth are out of course. Can I tell you, the foundation you're standing on has brought you and is taking you down a course. It is going someplace. Can you say amen to that?
Amen.
And people that resist that course, oh my goodness, you don't want to be caught up resisting what God is trying to give you, no matter what it looks like. He knows what's good for you. Can you say amen to that? Can I tell you that God, his concern on you is good and good alone. even though it hurts, even though it doesn't. Do you remember when, it just came to my mind, there was a time, I think it was Hezekiah, I think, but the people in Israel had married from other countries. And when they came back to God, he told them, get rid of them wives. How do you remember that? I go, what? What? Get rid of them things. Can you say amen? Oh, boy. Sometimes God was going to say some things and it hurts. But folks, I'm going to tell you something. His whole intent is what Jesus prayed. He says that they might be one, Father, like we are one. He's bringing us into a oneness with him. You might want to hold on to your, well, this is just the way I am. Oh, no, you're dead. You died. He paid a price for you. You got no foundation for being just the way you are. Amen. That places your foundation, not a course. God has a course for you. He's trying to get you on that course. He's trying, and when you get on that course, it's a wonderful ride. Can you say amen to that? It is a wonderful place to be. Yeah. Hallelujah. Oh, yeah. Isaiah chapter 60, verse 1 and 2 says this. Oh, I got all excited when I got that scripture this morning. When God gave it to me, I said, oh, yeah. Bible says, arise, shine. For your light is come, and the glory of the Lord has risen upon you. For behold, the darkness shall cover the earth, and darkness the people. But the Lord shall arise upon you. You who? You who? Come on, man.
Me who?
Some of you, maybe I need to say, wake up. You who? You're talking about us. The Spirit of the Lord has risen upon you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And his glory shall be seen upon you. Can you say amen to that?
Amen.
Who's his glory? It's the Holy Ghost. Can the Holy Ghost be seen? He's invisible. But can he be seen? Ooh, come on, man. Sometimes there's people walk in the church and I look at them and go, ooh, they've been in prayer. How do I know? He dwells in me. How do I know? I know nothing. He dwells in me. Can you say amen to that? God is good. Isaiah 28, verse 5 and 6, we were in earlier, but Isaiah 28, verse 5 and 6, look at this. It says, in that day shall the Lord of hosts be for a crown of glory. Can you say amen? How many of you know you're wearing a crown even right now?
Yep.
You got this golden crown that's on your head. Can you say amen?
Yes.
How you like my crown? Randy, I like your crown over there. Yeah, it looks good, looking good.
Yeah.
I like your crown. Y'all got a crown on. Can you say amen? In that day shall the Lord of hosts be for a crown of glory and a diadem of beauty. What's a diadem? A crown. It's a crown. It's a beautiful thing. I used to tell my youth, the kids in my youth group, when they ever go to the mall, I said, see them guys over there looking at you girls? Yeah. They're not looking at you. They're looking at the beauty of the Lord on you. What? I tell the guys the same thing. Yeah, don't try strutting in here. The girls are looking at you because of the beauty of the Lord on you, man. Because you're a diadem. You're a crown of glory to the residue of the people. And then he says this, for a spirit of judgment. Look at, you got to look at this scripture very closely. For a spirit of judgment to them, to him that sits in judgment, and for strength that, and for strength to them that turn the battle to the gate. How many like, I looked at some translations that says, turn the battle at the gate. No, turn the battle to the gate. In Jeremiah, it talks about the gate of the door of the sanctuary. The door of the gate of the sanctuary. The door and the gate are basically the same thing. And what does Jesus say who he is? He says it this way, I am the door. My sheep come in and go out. I am the door. So it says right here, you turn for spirit of judgment to him that sits in judgment, and for strength to them that turn the battle to the gate. Say, Lord's going to take care of this. Woo, I don't have to fight anything. I'm tired of fighting. Hallelujah. I have the Prince of Peace in my life. I'm tired of fighting. Hallelujah. I'm just going to turn the battle to the gate. God, you know what's happening. Hallelujah. Just tell me what to do. Just show me what to say. Amen. You turn the battle to the gate. But the thing it says in front of it, it says, for a spirit of judgment to him that sits in judgment. See, earlier when I talked about Matthew and it said, judge not and you shall not be judged. Because it says, for whatsoever judgment you judge, it'll be returned to you. Is that right? You see, this judgment here is not a one person doing the judgment. This judgment, a spirit of judgment to him that sits in judgment. See, the Holy Ghost sits in there. And he begins to tell you, this is what you do. Oh, this is what you say. Oh, this is what's happening here. And that spirit of judgment that comes only from him. Only from him. That's the only way it works. It doesn't work any other way. Anything else is man. And I don't know about you, but I'm tired of man. Can you say amen to that? You might say, well, we're all people here. Yeah, well, you're people of God. Amen. Hallelujah. A spirit of judgment to him that sits in judgment, and for strength to them that turn the battle to the gate. How many know anytime you let the battle become the Lord's, he's going to give you strength. Yes. You try to fight it on your own, he's going to let you fight it. Yeah, go ahead. Go ahead. I'll watch over you. I'll take care of you. Yeah. But one of these days you will learn that I will do the fighting, is what he says. Yeah. And all you got to do is trust me. Can you say amen?
Amen.
Amen. A couple more scriptures. Time is, 12:03. Time flies when you're having fun.
Hallelujah.
People say, hey. 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 12 through 16 says this. Now we have received not the spirit of the world. Amen. Yeah. He says, amen.
Amen.
See, you haven't received any spirit that's of this world. You have received the spirit that is of the kingdom. Can you say amen? But the spirit which is of God, that we might know the things that are freely given to us of God. How many of you want to know those things? Yeah, see, God has given you all things that pertain to life and godliness. Can you say amen to that? So he wants to show you. He wants to show you just how many things he's got for you. That we might know the things that are freely given to us of God, which things also we speak, not in words which man's wisdom teaches, but which the Holy Ghost teaches, comparing spiritual things with spiritual. But the natural man does not receive the things of the Spirit. Can you say amen? They don't know how, because they haven't been born again. The natural man receives not the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness to him, neither can he know them, because they're spiritually discerned. But he that is spiritual judges all things. Is that what it says? Wait a minute. He that is spiritual, what? Judges all things. See, you can't tell me that God hasn't taken me down this course. This is a good course. You need to know how to walk in judgment. God is saying to the body of Christ, it's time that judgment operate. How many of you know the Bible says that judgment must first be in the house of God? You see, it's not a hurtful judgment. It's this kind of judgment. Because the world can't do it. They don't know how to do it. Nobody knows how to do it. But the spiritual, the spiritual judges all things. Yet he himself is the judge of no man. For who hath known the mind of the Lord that we may instruct him? We can't tell him what to do. He tells us. Can you say amen?
Amen.
And then he says this, very comforting thought. You have the mind of Christ. You have the mind of Christ. The Bible talks and says that a double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. How many say amen?
Amen.
Is that true?
Yes.
It really is. The mindset he wants us to walk in is this one here, the mind of Christ. That is the mind of the kingdom. Can you say amen to that? All right, last one. Last one. This is the power verse for today, Luke chapter 6, verses 47 through 48. Whosoever comes to me and hears my sayings and doeth them, I will show you who he's like. He is like a man that built a house and dug deep and laid the foundation on a rock. And when the flood arose, the stream beat vehemently. Everybody say vehemently. Say it that way, vehemently. It beat vehemently. How many of you have been beat vehemently? I know God is, I know sometimes it feels like sometimes I've had some things that are beating on me vehemently. And the stream beat vehemently upon that house, but it could not shake it, for it was founded. Where? On a rock. You're on a firm foundation. You're a child of God. Nothing by any means will hurt you. You have all things given to you that pertain to life and godliness. Could you stand up? Hallelujah. Let's pray. I hope that you might have received something out of this thing. Go home and look at it. Go home and check the Word of God. And if you want to call me a liar, it's okay. I'm good. Where I stand. I know what God said to me. I know. Hallelujah. Sounds pretty bold, huh?
Yeah. Very
good. Yeah. Well, I just know. I mean, it sounds like pride. It's not pride. It's not pride at all. It is what God has given me. And I love what he's given me. Can you say amen? How many of you love what he's given you?
Yeah.
Can you say amen? Father, we thank you this morning for your word. Father, I thank you, Lord, that you are building and strengthening your people, the foundation of which they walk, the foundation of which they live on, Father God. You are strengthening it by your spirit. It's not by might, it's not by power, but it's by your spirit, Lord. So thank you for that this morning. Thank you for all that you've done and all that you're doing for us, Father. Today, here we say today. Today, we thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, if you agree, say amen.
Amen.
Amen. Praise God. Thank you for coming to church this morning. Amen. Hallelujah.
Thank you for joining us today. Faith comes from hearing, and hearing through the Word of Christ. We encourage you to keep listening and keep reading the Word of God. You can connect with us at welcometotheshow.org to learn more about our church and how you can get involved. Until next week, God bless.